Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sfas Emes. This is a S'chus for Yidid Nafshi. From Jeremy Wernick Shlita. The Baracha V'Hatzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yadav. And we are now in Bereishis Tafresh Memdala Dibor Maschel B'Pasek. B'Pasek V'Yishalcheu M'Gan Eden L'Avod Tzadam. God sent Adam from Gan Eden to work the earth. Tichsiv explains the Sfas Emes that the Pasek says, Adam La'amal Yulad. That man was created to work. Man was created to toil. You want life to be easy? Not here. V'amru Chazal, Ashrei she'amalo b'Torah. Fortunate is one who toils in Torah. D'gam mikodem k'siv la'avdo l'shamra. Even beforehand it says la'avdo l'shamra. So apparently we have here a little bit of a contradiction. It says that God sent Adam from Gan Eden to work the earth. To till the soil, as I think they say in English. But beforehand it also says to work, lavda. So what was the difference between before the sin and after the sin? Raksha hayo amalo b'torah b'vad. Ashrei misha amalo b'torah before the chet in Gan Eden, the amal was only in Torah, was only in Ruchnis. That was Adam's only avoda. V'at hutzrich lios b'tzeirav shel avoda gashmius. And now there had to be this combining of material labor, physical labor. V'zeu inyan tayrovitz tov v'ra. That's the matter of the mixture of good and bad. She'ata achar acheit eni yochel lavo l'shum hasaga bilti kedimas tikun haguf. Now, there's this tzeir of avodah gashmius, and that there's this combining of physical work, and that's the concept of the mixture of good and evil. We know that after the sin, now that everything is a mixture of good and evil, because you can't come to any hasaga. You can't fully understand anything if you're not makdim, tikkun haguf. First you have to fix the body. And that's what this maimer is about, tikkun haguf. L'chein amru'ata Torah sheni malacha sofa b'teila. Now it says, in our world, like it says in Pirkei Avos, that any Torah without malacha is going to be batel in the end. You need malacha also. You need also to be metakin to fix the guf. You need to fix the body. V'yamru chazal l'shmor derech etzchayim mikan sh'derech eretz kadma l'Torah. And it's chazal say, to guard the path of the tree of life. And from here we see that derech eretz, the derech, is kadma l'Torah, precedes Torah. Before the Eitz HaChaim, first you need to go in the derech, first you need derech eretz. You have to fix the goof, and then you can go. You want to be a completely spiritual being? Not here. You have to fix the goof, and make that spiritual as well. But if you're not osek in anything relating to the goof, then we have a problem, because that's this world. This world is fixing the body also. And this was done after the sin. But beforehand, he was only Torah. Like on Shabbos, you don't need any ma'isa, you don't need any, there's no physical labor on Shabbos, physical labor is forbidden on Shabbos. But what do you need? You need just to be osek in Torah, just to be involve yourself in spiritual endeavors. That's Shabbos, and that was what it was supposed to be. So Shabbos is a little bit of a pre-sin. And therefore Chazal darshan that he placed him in Gan Eden. What is vayanichehu? Vayanichehu loshem menucha. That this is the menucha. Gan Eden is Shabbos. He placed him in Gan Eden. That's the menucha of Shabbos. Shemi meachol tzarich lios avodei adei agashmis. During the week we have to fix the gashmis. Lachen ksiv b'choyom vayi erev. Achakach vayi boker. Sheba or adei erev achoshech. First it says vayi erev, and then it says boker, because the light comes through first the erev. It comes through the darkness. It comes through the mixture. That's Erev Tarovis. Aval b'Shabbos lo k'siv Erev. And Shabbos doesn't say by Erev by Boker. It doesn't say anything about Erev on Shabbos. Sheyesh b'Shabbos Kodesh ha'ora me'ein shayi kodem achet. On Shabbos Kodesh, we have this light, this shining, similar to what was before the sin. We have this little bit of the b'chin of this aspect of pre-sin in on Shabbos. We call Mokom yesh b'Tarovis ha'madregas harbe. But nevertheless, this mixture has many different madrigas. Sheish mishadai lo b'ma'at malacha k'minyan ruba ro miyuto tov. Some people, it's enough for them to do just a little bit of malacha, and that suffices for them. Chazal say, chasidim harishonim asu toras and kevo malach dan aroi. That the first chasidim, they made their Torah permanent, set, and their malacha was aroi. Their malacha was only temporary. And that's what he says. Kenyan ruba ro miyuto tov. It's like most, too much is bad, and a little bit is good. not to do too much malacha, just to do a little bit of malacha. And that's what the Chassidim HaRishonim used to do. They would work, they would learn and learn and learn and learn. They would work a little bit on the side, what we call today in the yeshivas, Bein Astarim. Bein Astarim, they would do a little business. But other than that, they would sit and learn. Even though they needed to work, as it says, gather in your grain, it says in the pasuk. And it says you also have to have minig derech eretz, you have to work. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, that a lot of people did like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, nor learning, only learning. Then it didn't work. Segaidnisht. Why not? Because that's not this world. So you have to work, yes, but the ikar has to be Torah and the malacha has to be tough. And the malacha has to be tough. Well, that's even the Sfas Emes, he didn't want to take, the author of the Sefer, he didn't want to take any money for being a rebbe. So he would sit and learn. That's what he would do. And he was poor, I mean, beyond any imagination of how poor he was. He used to send his two sons to school. Later, the Imre Emes became the rebbe. And Rav Moshe Bezalel, who was never killed by the Nazis, who would have been the rebbe. And he sent them to school with an egg. That was their lunch. An egg, and then you cut it in half. That's what the sons of the Admorim, of the biggest Admor just about in the entire world, are eating. Half an egg. So, he worked a little bit. They had a little business on the side with his wife, and that was it. He did a little borus. Occasionally, he would get involved in disputes and be the decisor. And for that, he also took a few kopecks. But that was it, and that's what made him poor. But he was makbid on this inyan of a little bit of malacha, and obviously the Torah was zikr. V'amru tarasan malachtan sheish divrei Torah miyuchadin l'chol ish Yisrael. It says asu tarasan keva u'malachtan ikr, their Torah, their malacha. What does that mean? It means it was theirs, because everybody has their special malacha. Everybody has, excuse me, their special divrei Torah and their special malacha. K'mokem malacha v'tikun ha'maisim miyuchad l'chol ish Yisrael tarach adam l'hachin 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 atzma l'hashin l'hotzim mikocha l'pol ha'ar miyuchadis ha'ilav al pi tikun ma'isim elu. And you have to fix yourself, prepare yourself to make this tikun. Everyone has a special tikun. Everyone has a special avodah they're supposed to do. Everyone has a special lima they're supposed to learn and understand it in the way they understand it in their unique way. Zayin hibit b'tara bar oilam kamash kasabti le'el shibit kol atara nasis b'chaleis. And that's the inyan of God looked in the Torah and created the world. And he looked in the Torah that's done at all times. Now there's the Torah shaykh for all the generations. And we all have our tikkun to make in this world, the Torah shaykh to the world. Where we have the nicer fields, the middle level fields, the lower level fields. And the Tachtonim, the lower worlds, were complaining that why did you give us a Ziboris? Because before the sin, the avodah was in Gan Eden without psolus, and now we have psolus. Now we have ziboris. So that's how the Sfas Emes is miyashiv this stira. It says lavda before, labadis hadama before, and it says labadis hadama after. So what's the difference between before and after? And the answer is that before it was just avodah and ruchnius, and now it's avodah b'tzerif together with the gashmius. And Vayishalcheu is the shlichus, man was sent. Also, God sent man to fix these lower worlds. And with the koch of this is kashrus, this connection that he had before in Gan Eden, with this power, he can fix the whole world. Our job is to come to this world and fix it. Beautiful. God sent him from Gan Eden to work on this shlichus, to work to fix k'mash kasa b'chol neshama yoredes l'olam marlam yikodim a Gan Eden v'ad Torah. That every neshama, they show him Gan Eden in Torah, meaning v'yishalcheim Gan Eden, he sent from Gan Eden. Every neshama, it says in Kabbalah, every neshama is shown Gan Eden, he's sent from Gan Eden, and he's shown the Torah, that he has to fix it through the Torah. So that's the avod in this world. Sweet friends, we should be zoche. Little more do the lamed lishma v'lasu l'kaim is called divrei samu terasu v'havo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.